And there's a problem with that because no law mandates assistant attorney generals, but the Constitution mandates lawyers for defendants. And how does that, work when the government is required to provide public defender lawyers and they don't have to provide assistant attorney generals?
Part of that problem is that, if I'm recalling correctly, when I was at the public defender's office back in 1995 and 1996, there was a provision, I believe it was in the immigration code, that said a sponsor is obligated to pay the legal fees for the sponsoree.
The agents.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's still operative. I haven't looked at it lately.
It is still the law today.
Okay.
But what does that have to do with the constitutional requirement that lawyers be provided?
Well, if the fees were collected and applied appropriately, they would go to funding at both the Attorney General's office and the Public Defender's office, because those are the ones that are incurring those costs.